Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels found their heart. Now all they have to do is find their shot. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Kudos to Carolina for a gutty effort at Duke last night. All losses are not alike, no matter what coaches say. The blowout at Miami was, in a word, embarrassing. But the Heels came back with a spirited effort against the top-ranked Blue Devils. At this juncture, at least, they just are not as good as Duke. They were better for most of the first half, running out to a 10-point lead while making 10 of their first 24 shots and missing only one free throw. From that point on, Carolina hit only one of its next 8 shots and went on to make only 13 of its last 42 in the game. They also missed 10 free throws. So simply put, if the ball goes in the basket, they pull off a major upset. But it's a 40-minute game, and good teams are not going to let you stay comfortable on offense. Roy Williams made the lineup change that could change the season when P.J. Hairston started at power forward. Hairston has provided outside scoring this season, and while he missed 6 of 7 from downtown, his aggressive moves toward the goal and 7 offensive rebounds made the Tar Heels look and play far more potent than they have recently. Duke hasn't been the best program in college basketball over the last 25 years because it has a bunch of rich kids in school who think they're the best. After his team dished out only 1 assist and trailed by 4 points at halftime, Mike Krzyzewski reportedly tore the paint off the walls and sent his team back out with more focus and a better defensive plan. The Blue Devils backed off a bit, which closed Carolina's great spacing of the first half, and by keeping the Tar Heels in front of them, forced Carolina to operate in more traffic. The open shots became harder to find, and the ball stopped going in the basket. Williams insists his team can really shoot in practice and is waiting for it to show up in games. If that's true, eventually it will for more than 10 minutes, especially if the Heels play with the heart and intensity they did for most of the game in Cameron. Confidence will be restored. As said here before, losing at Duke wasn't the end of the world or the ACC race, and this was a good loss, if there's such a thing. The new lineup, the ramped-up effort, and hopefully more shots falling all bode well from here on out. Starting Saturday, V Virginia. This is Archansky. See ya.